The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. Plenty of time for you to call toll-free and bring up anything you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. Skype on in at username lrn.fm. We're going to continue with your calls, and then coming up, still a story about the teenager. He's 17 years old. The police would like to get a picture of his penis in an erect state, and they may get away with it. We'll share the story with you here in moments. Your calls come first.
Just pushy penis picture takers.
We've had an extended conversation with Greg about property rights and aggression, and you were giving us an example, Greg, of this thing called popcorn time, which is the first I've actually heard of popcorn time. I was doing some research during the news break there, and it appears that Popcorn Time is a program that was originally developed and, I guess, abandoned by its original developers because they were just taking too much heat from it. They abandoned the development, and then it was picked up by another group of developers who are anonymous, so they can't take the same level of heat because nobody knows who they are. But Popcorn Time is apparently a program you can download for Windows or Mac that allows you to stream movies, copyrighted movies, presumably, through torrent. So, to anybody who's ever downloaded torrents before, it seems like kind of a complicated process. You've got to get a torrent program, you've got to find the torrent you want to download, you've got to, you know, open that torrent up in the torrent program, and it seems like it's, I mean, to somebody who's good with computers, it's not going to be hard to run torrents, but to a newbie, to somebody who's inexperienced, torrents probably seems like a level of involvement that is too complicated. So it seems like this Popcorn Time, and I haven't downloaded the program, I've just been reading about it. But it seems like Popcorn Time is a way to make torrents accessible to anyone. Have you actually tried this product, Greg?
Yeah, I've actually downloaded it. And, well, on the air, I will say that I downloaded a movie that I had already purchased. But, yes, I've tried it. And it's, it's very easy to use. It's like iTunes. In fact, in some ways, it's easier to use than iTunes. So it becomes even more harder to keep people from simply getting the movie without having to pay for it. And one more thing I just think that your listeners would like to know about this. A lot of the time, these copyright protections and these property rights actually harm the consumers because, for example, I have a high-def projector, and very few high-def projectors are allowed, and home projectors are allowed to show movies, high-def versions of movies. So there's literally no way to even show a movie that I bought on the projector that I bought because of the way that companies have agreements between themselves. So that's an interesting example. It's sort of a free market example, but it is restricting most people in this country.
So why did you bring up the Popcorn Time thing in the first place? You were kind of driving at a point, and we had to go to the news break.
Okay, so I'll try to be brief. Basically, Popcorn Time and products like it are making it easier for people to simply get information for free and harder to enforce any kind of property right. And so I figured out how to ask my question in one sentence. The sentence is this. How can you, while being consistent, support the right of an individual, to spend $50 million for the right to exclude by force other people from freely using a whole lot of land, like maybe thousands of acres of land, but at the same time be against the right of a person to spend $50 million kind of homesteading, let's say, the Harry Potter universe or something, and then since they, you know, homesteaded it, by force exclude others from kind of freely making use of that universe and doing whatever they want? Where is the difference exactly?
Well, there's a difference in that if I share something that I purchased with somebody else, you don't lose anything. The person who spent $50 million making the movie and I buy a copy of the movie and I share it with Brett, they didn't lose anything. If Brett sits in my living room and watches the movie with me, it's completely within whatever arbitrary laws they make. However, if I just burn a copy off of the DVD or whatever and give it to Brett, then I've broken some rules. Likely it's much more difficult than that, but I'm just saying that that's the case. You don't lose anything, whereas I, the owner of the thousands of acres of land, lose the exclusive right to use that particular land. And I would like to say, Greg, that this is really important. Is this conversation is being had in the liberty realm, and it isn't settled. Opinion on this is our opinion. It is not the libertarian opinion. And my opinion is subtly different than Ian's, who's probably subtly different than Brett's on this.
And our opinions on this have changed over the years.
And
as
they
well
have.
On intellectual property. So, for instance, to rephrase kind of what Mark said, with real property, it's finite. There's, if I have a rocking chair, I only have one rocking chair. And if you take that from me, then I don't have the rocking chair anymore. But if I've got a, 3D printable spec design for a rocking chair, I can copy that 3D printable design as many times as I want to, and anybody can have it without depriving me of my original design. Same thing with a movie, same thing with music, etc. So
and
big difference.
The two areas that intellectual property usually comes down to in these conversations is blockbuster movies and pharmaceutical drugs. And I'll address blockbuster movies very quickly. Most movies make it or break it in the first weekend. Movie theaters provide a different experience than watching it at home on a 14-inch laptop screen. I go and see every single one of Marvel's movies in the theater because I support what Marvel does. And I want to see, I want the 3D, I want the surround sound, and I'm willing to pay the $30 it takes to get me, my wife, and my kid in there to see it on the matinee on the 3D. And lots of people do that, and Marvel makes its money back on the movie in the first weekend. And then there's all kinds of, toys and things that come out after that. Secondarily, on pharmaceuticals, what you would think is that copyright protections would actually get us better pharmaceuticals. But the evidence is in the other direction. There's less innovation in pharmaceuticals in the last couple of decades than there were in decades preceding, because what companies do now is essentially change products just a little bit in order to keep the 17 years for their drug going again and go through the process. The incredibly difficult FDA regulations make it very difficult for people to compete. What we see is worse innovation in drugs with better copyright protections, not better.
Go ahead, Brett, your thoughts on real property versus... Thank you, Greg, for the call tonight. I want to get Brett's thoughts, though, on the idea of real property versus intellectual property, and is there a difference, and what are your thoughts there?
Well, I think there is an issue if somebody takes something like a movie, right? Like they don't become the owner of it through the legitimate means of ownership, right? Like you buy a DVD, right? If they just steal it somehow and then copy it. Like I have a problem with that, but if I still don't see, and I'm still very, very open on this issue, and I'd be willing to learn more and maybe change my opinion. If somebody purchases something, I don't see how some kind of user agreement could be written that tells the person what they can do with something once it becomes their property.
Well, it's a contract.
Okay.
I mean, I could say, look, I'm selling you this knife, but you aren't allowed to use this knife. You will be in violation of the agreement to use this knife to stab people with. You can stab other things, but not people, ever. Not in defense, not in offense, nothing. You may not stab people with it. And at that point, you violate the agreement that we had if you stab somebody with a knife. End of story.
Okay, well, what would be the restorative process if I violate the agreement?
I assume the contract has, every good contract has clauses for these kind of things, so you owe me $100 for every person you stab with a knife.
All right, well, then I might look for somebody who doesn't have that contract, I would think.
Indeed, you would. And this is what it kind of comes down to with the file sharing thing is there are ways to keep your secret secret. And you can go through those, but I ultimately, whenever I watch a movie and it has that FBI threat at the front of it, that is somebody, that's a big movie company using the government as its enforcement agent to keep me from you know, doing what I want with this product that I purchased.
And stopping innovation.
And,
right.
So I get the same protections? No, I don't get those same protections. It's a class that the corporation gets that's above what I get, and I find that to be, you know, very disturbing. And it's just not fair, and that's how the MPAA has managed to throw its weight around. Plus the fact that I bought all kinds of things. I don't have the, you know, like, I bought an old movie. The DVD broke. I don't have the right to that movie.
That's true.
Selling the right to that movie.
We'll come back with more. I'm going to put the link up for Popcorn Time on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. You can check that out on your own time. We're coming up here with Free Talk Live in moments.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. We're back on the air, and you can talk about anything that you want. I have installed the popcorn time thing. Fascinating little piece of software, and it does appear to work as it's specified. The thing that I want to know about with this thing, we're going to continue with your calls about whatever's on your mind here, and I did link to it on our Facebook, Google+, and Twitter, is the thing about torrents. This is kind of a technical discussion. I'll try to keep it as easy to understand and as brief as possible. But my understanding of downloading a torrent is that when you're downloading a torrent, you're getting it from different sources. You're getting a file. Yeah, you're getting it from different seeds that are out there, different people who have the same program or a torrent program running on that file. But they will feed you bits of that file in no particular order.
Right.
If you watch your torrents download and they show you the little bar with the little
what parts complete?
That are complete. They're all over the place among the files. So maybe this popcorn time thing somehow forces the file to download in sequence because they're claiming here, and I haven't actually tried to play a movie yet on popcorn time. It may not be legal to do that. But if you hit the play button, presumably you're getting all of the beginning of the movie first rather than randomly throughout the file. So I don't know if they've managed to figure out a way to do torrents differently. I'm very confused about how the technical side of this works, but essentially it looks really easy to use. You install the software, you run it, and then it comes up with what are some of the popular movies at the moment. RoboCop, the new remake of that. Wolf of Wall Street is another one. Noah, Pompeii. So some of the Lego movie, some of the more recent movies.
Everything's and then awesome.
You can just type in the little search. Mark, you told me to search for Breakfast Club. And so, you know, you look for that, and oh, there it is. And then you click on it, and then it gives you different options. So you can watch the 720p version or the 1080p version, and it'll actually show you how many seeds there are of that. So the more seeds there are, the more likely the movie's going to be able to stream to you at a clip at which you can watch it. If there aren't very many
unbroken
seeds. Right, yeah. If there aren't very many seeds, then I imagine it's going to be a little more of a challenge to watch the film. So you actually select the resolution of the movie that you want to watch and then just click watch it now, I guess. So they've really made it. I mean, this is astonishingly easy.
I don't understand how it works, but it's amazing, yeah.
Yeah. So, there you go. Let's go to your phone calls and your thoughts on whatever's on your mind. Kristen's in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hi, Kristen. Kristen, in New York, going once. Kristen, in New York, going twice. Maybe she's got some technical difficulties over there. Let's try a different person. Jim in Lynchburg, Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Jim.
Hey, guys. Love your show.
Jim, going once.
Love your politics. Hello. I'm here.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you. Hey, so you guys don't mind if I throw a big barbecue party and call it Pork Fest and you do all the promotion and then I put it right up the street from you on the road so you have to drive by and then I put a big sign that says Pork Fest as advertised on Free Talk.
No, I think that'd be awesome. Pork Fest definitely needs competition.
Let's fill in between like your party and our party and have like an awesome party in between too.
Yeah, why would I care about that?
But my party is all statist oriented, and I don't know. I mean, come on, man. No intellectual property.
Well, we're bad people. We're bad people to ask this question to, and let me tell you why. Because we've got real life trumps your example. There was a show in the past called that called itself Free Talk Live. I'm not kidding you. They were a bunch of white supremacists.
And so yeah, that's true.
There was a white supremacist Free Talk Live, and Ian did nothing, refused to do anything about it. And ultimately, the show went under. It's very difficult to finance a talk show, especially through podcast and that kind of thing, which is what they were doing, live stream podcast. And to make it all that much more fun, apparently, was it one of the hosts shot his wife and himself in his trailer? Is that the right story?
I think he shot his wife and then killed himself. I think with inhaling the vapors from a car inside a garage.
Okay, well maybe
CO2.
There you go.
Is that CO2?
Yeah.
So that's the real story.
I need a clarification.
Yeah, we got nothing but time.
You mean the Klan guy tried to start a Free Talk Live after you?
Yes,
some Klan people. I don't know who they were. You can probably still find the show out there if you go out and search for VNN Free Talk Live. They called themselves the Vanguard News Network. It's one of the one of the several racist websites out there, and they were calling themselves Free Talk Live. And it resulted in them coming up on the first or second page of Google search results.
man. Well, you guys are radical enough for me. All right, I got another question for you then.
All right, Jim.
We got our voicemail patch.
You're not Klan guys, though. I'll let you go on that one. But
definitely not. I don't support racism at all, in fact.
Okay, you
so it was upsetting to me.
Let him ask his question, Ian.
you appear to me to reject even the basis of the nation state, how the whole world is organized. And you know, that all borders are arbitrary, pieces of land with marks that are all arbitrary. Yet the entire basis of the Free State Project is to take advantage of the arbitrary pieces of land and to pile a bunch of people into one piece of land. That seems to be contradictory.
Sure.
Can you help me out there?
Well, sure. I mean, well, look, if you're, if you're at war with an enemy who's arrayed in a certain fashion, you may or may not want to fight that enemy if that's an aggressive enemy. But if you're going to fight that enemy, you should do it with good strategy and good tactics, not to stand there with your, arms at your side and say, we want a peaceful resolution to this. Please don't lop our heads off. I mean, that's a terrible tactic, and it's been tried over and over again. So, yes, the fact that I think that the nation state is an inefficient way to mete out justice, protect property rights, and do the variety of other things that people want from their governments, this monopoly organization called the state. Because to me, the state's just another form of government. It's the one we have generally, but we can try other things. The fact that it exists doesn't mean that I shouldn't use its, its own.
The state doesn't exist. It's just an imaginary concept.
Whatever that means.
What does exist are people who believe in the state. And while I don't believe in the state, and I think it's a terrible, destructive idea that has been, led to the deaths of many of our human brothers and sisters over, hundreds of years, I don't believe in the state, but I know there are people who believe in the state, and those people believe in things like borders, and they believe in governments, and they believe in elections and all this. And so I'm more than happy to, engage in those processes in order to achieve some chance at being more free. And so if I can be more free by being in a certain arbitrary political geographic boundary where I can actually have more of an impact for the ideas of liberty, then that's the place I'm going to be, and there's nothing hypocritical about it.
Yeah, there's other dangers too with the nation state itself that it certainly is not going on here in New Hampshire. I mean, one of the dangers is people attach their very identity to the nation state, and people aren't coming here to do that. So I think that is a key distinction as well.
Well, okay. I mean, unfortunately, the United States are not individual nation states as they should be, but it does seem to be kind of contradictory. So once you guys seize power and everything is freedom and Fruit Loops and everybody's happy in New Hampshire, are you going to dissolve the boundaries of New Hampshire?
Are defined by the other organizations around you defining their boundaries too.
The answer would be yeah. I would like to see open borders of New Hampshire. So therefore, we would have no boundaries, but the other people might, because they would still have those ideas.
And
thanks,
I'm not
Jim.
Sure things are going to turn out the way that we want either.
Good call. I appreciate the call and the thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, we've got a long way to go before secession becomes an option. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about intellectual property or bitcoins, you know, anything goes here on Free Talk Live. And I don't know if we're going to get to the story about the sex-offending 17-year-old who was involved in sexting. Now the police want a picture of his penis. We'll give you the details here if we get a chance. Otherwise, we'll hang on to that because we've got to go to your phone calls. The toll-free number is 855-453. More of that coming up.
There's a whole bunch of reasons why somebody might want a second passport or to renounce their citizenship. Last year was an all-time record for people renouncing their U.S. citizenship, but people do it from all over around the world. And whether it's a government institution's intruding on your privacy or protest against your nation's foreign policy or to protect your wealth or avoid pointless regulations or onerous taxation or maybe as a refuge, you may want to get a second passport or change your citizenship. Check out the St. Kitts program at passportsforbitcoin.com. Now, obviously, passportsforbitcoin.com does take bitcoins, and it's just another way that Bitcoin can offer you more freedom. Passportsforbitcoin.com.
All right, let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. We've got Brian on the line in Nashua via Skype. Hello, Brian. Brian via Skype going once. Brian via Skype going twice. You know what? Sometimes we have problems with the playback software here, or actually with the sound driver. So bear with us while we do some testing here. Let's see. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That is the number that allows you to take control here. Let's try in the meantime Kristen in New York. We're going to give her another shot. There were some technical difficulties before. Kristen, are you with us this time?
Yes, I am.
All right. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Okay, this is what's been kind of bothering me, is the human trafficking and forced sexual slavery.
I think a lot of people are bothered by that.
I live in a town to where I was somebody's property for 2.5 years. And
can you describe that situation to me?
Yes, I was one of his slaves. I was known as a paying girl to him. He would beat me, choke me.
Oh, wow.
Flog me.
How did you end up in this situation? Were you abducted?
No. Actually, I wasn't. I was looking for emotional and financial. And
how old were you at the time?
I was 42.
Okay.
And
it's an unusual age for somebody to get into sex slavery, but I guess it happens at various different places. A lot of times you're dealing with, like, teenage runaways who are, you know, trying to get out of their parents' house. They, of course, have nothing else that they can do legally besides, you know, they're too young in some cases to get a regular job, or that doesn't bring in enough money. And the, you know, the attraction of prostitution is certainly there. And then, you know, it's typically the pimps that will then basically take them in and then never let them go.
So, is this a pimp situation? Was he, prostitution?
No. He would do whatever he felt like to me whenever he felt like to me.
Okay, but how did you end up meeting the guy? I mean, how many years ago was this when this started?
I had known him through living in town, and I was propositioned to try something different. I thought, sure, why not? And I signed a contract, and...
A sex slavery contract?
Yes.
That thing can't be binding.
I still don't understand. How did you meet this person in the first place? He was just well-known in town? You had a relationship with him, like a business relationship? Or how did you get the connection in the first place to where at some point... What's that?
Mutual passing in a bar.
Okay.
So you met this guy in a bar, and at some point... He propositioned you to be his sex slave.
He actually propositioned me to be his mistress.
Uh-huh.
And it went south from there. Within about the first 3 months, the punishment, the discipline, the humiliation, all went very bad very quickly.
Were you into that kind of sexual thing before, that kink, if you will, the humiliation and all that, or was that something new to you at that time?
That was new.
Okay. But you were bored. You thought, okay, my sex life is too vanilla. Let's try to spice it up. This guy looks interesting. You signed a contract. What were the terms?
That he would take care of me, that he would take care of my financial needs, my emotional needs, my social needs. All I had to do was be there for him.
Submit. You had to submit to him, right? Do what he wanted.
Now, was this a situation where, like, there was these gals that were kept in the basement of this, I can't remember what it is, Castro fella, Ariel Castro, in, I can't remember whether it was Ohio or something like that. Were you locked up? Or
no, I had to wear
did you have the opportunity to leave?
Oh, I could leave anytime I wanted, but I knew that if I left, I was going to be beaten when I got back.
If you got back. But if you left and said, you know what, I'm done with this contract, this is not what I bargained for, I'll see you later, I'm never going to come back here again, then would he have come and kidnapped you?
No. Actually, I went to him and I said, I'm done. I went out, and I got beat for 36 hours.
What were the terms of exit in the contract? Was there a termination clause?
Yeah, there was a termination clause that if any portion of the contract was broken, that if he broke bones, if I was employed, cost me my job, cost me a relationship, if I was in one and seeing him, death or bleeding. Well, he definitely made up for the last part of it. I was roughed up pretty good. I was black and blue for about 3 weeks.
So this doesn't really sound like sex slavery to me. It does. It doesn't sound like you were kept against your will.
Well, she was for 36 hours at the end of the contract.
Oh, I no. See, that's the whole thing. When I submitted to him, I was not allowed to go anywhere without his permission. Wasn't allowed to take a shower without his permission. I was not allowed to eat without his permission. I was not allowed.
But you knew all that was coming.
Yeah, no, this is a very strange situation. I mean, it's really odd.
So the contract was violated by him, it sounds like, in the beginning, if all of these things that happened during this experience were ultimately surprises to you, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I was very vanilla when I came into this.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I've left and I have suffered my own horror of being a sex slave and a survivor of sex slavery.
Yeah, I don't know if this is. I don't know if I'm going to count this as sex slavery. I mean, you signed a contract agreeing to total submission to this man in return for him taking care of you. I mean, it's a bad deal, I think, in a lot of cases. But to you, it sounded okay in the moment. And from what you said, is you could leave anytime you wanted to.
But when she said she wanted out of the contract, he beat her for 36 hours.
She should have left.
Let me ask you this: what happened that you? You know, why did you have a conversation with him, I want out, instead of just packing up your meager belongings and departing?
Because I figured he would respect me enough in the end.
Well, you were being submissive, maybe even without intending to be in that particular case. I'm sorry, I don't consider this the same as somebody who's kidnapped and forced to have sex with people, you know, against their will. This was totally, you know, even though it wasn't your will necessarily exactly what he did to you, you never should have submitted to this guy in the first place if you didn't want that possibility to happen. I mean, my heart goes out to you. I'm sorry.
I think it's horrifying.
Yeah,
I think.
It's a terrible story, but I don't think it ranks to the point of being sex slavery if you've consented. Thanks for the call, Kristen. The toll-free number, and good luck. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Sex slavery is something that happens against your will.
Abuse comes in all types of different forms.
When you consent to the abuse, that's a little bit of a weird situation, isn't it? More coming up here on Free Talk Live. And some people are into that stuff.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9424. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS. But you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9424. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-608-9424.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Maybe we could sneak your call in. If you dial in now, 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll free line, 855-450-3733.
North American Bitcoin Conference. It's July the 19th and 20th in Chicago at the McCormick Place South Building. And there'll be all kinds of liberty-oriented and Bitcoin-oriented speakers there. You can go check them out at btcchicago.com.
Okay, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. We've got David in Kalamazoo listening to WKZO. Hey, David. David in Kalamazoo going once. Oh, we're having some trouble with the phone lines here tonight. I'm not sure what's going on. David in Kalamazoo going twice. I want to put him back on hold. Maybe he's in a bad cell. Let's talk to Brian in, or we'll give him one more chance. Brian in Nashua, he said he was muted before. Are you with us now?
I am. Can you
Excellent.
Hear me now?
I'm glad it wasn't our fault. Go ahead.
I just wanted to commend Greg first for being, for someone that sounds like a skeptic, he certainly did the honest thing instead of just kind of giving his opinion on something, but by trying to actually understand where his problems were.
Oh, I think he's an excellent caller. He's a guy who's honest, and he is, you know, thinks about these issues.
I'm talking about the call we had at the very beginning of this hour and throughout most of the second hour, actually. It's very rare that somebody will be held on for more than a segment, and that guy got held for like three or four.
But he's called for, over the course of maybe 2 months, asking good questions over and over again. It's obvious he's got an opinion, but he doesn't let his emotions get on top of him. He's just, I think he's an awesome caller.
Mm-hmm. Just very intellectually honest.
Yep.
Which I want to put, because of that intellectual property, you guys went in that direction. Do you know that the United States was very close to passing the end of what we call the first sale doctrine? And you guys give the example that when you buy a DVD, you kind of own that DVD. Well, Wiley sued a foreign student because he was reselling textbooks that were the identical textbooks in the United States, but they were issued to only him in his country in India. So when he tried to sell it for a cheaper price to U.S. students because their textbook stores horribly failed him, they sued him. And he took him to federal court, and they initially won, and they ordered him to pay millions of dollars to Wiley. Now, that doesn't make any sense because he bought the textbooks. But this country is that close to losing to basically making intellectual property rights go through the roof in absurdity. Mm-hmm. So it's a very, very thin line that you need to tread if you do want to actually hold intellectual property. What? But I mean, if right. I wanted, what I really wanted your take on.
But that's the social contract. We'll change it anytime we feel like it.
Indeed. What I really wanted your take on was after going to Porkfest, what did you guys, there was this kind of thing that came up that was called libertarian communism. And I didn't know that apparently if you go check on Wikipedia for anarchism, you find nothing that kind of relates to any of the principles of the Free State Project. And I was a bit shocked. But apparently these people have a very, very, very personal attachment to that term. So if you call yourself an anarchist and people try to look it up, you'll be quite surprised what you find. Are you guys familiar with this group?
The anarcho-communists? Sure.
Yeah. What is your opinion on them? Were they at Porkfest?
There were some lefty libertarians there. Maybe a few ANCOMs at Porkfest.
There might be some red and blacks is another term that people use for them. But this is one of the many reasons why I never used the term anarchist to describe my thought process.
Me neither.
There's a variety of reasons, but this is one of the reasons. I think it's a terrible term. I think it is completely misleading. I don't believe in no government. None of this, for a variety of reasons. But the fact is that there's this fight between what I will call socialists calling themselves anarchists and libertarians calling themselves anarchists over who's the more anarchist.
Who's the true anarchist?
Right. It's the stupidest fight in the world. It's like people arguing over, oh no, you're not a terrorist, I'm a terrorist. You know, God, what a dumb argument. I mean, I'll tell you what, either commie, you can be the anarchist because you can be allied with the people that are throwing Molotov cocktails on the television in Europe mm-hmm. with black masks.
Who are almost always ANCOMs, as I understand.
Yes. Right. Well, I don't know.
They don't believe in property.
They're only, to the news viewing audience, they're just anarchists.
Right.
That's all they are. So you can have that term. And I would much rather have the term voluntarist or, I'll take abolitionist.
That's a good one.
I'll take conscientious objector. I'll take libertarian. It's not my favorite either because a lot of people have sullied it. But people that run around using this term anarchist, I'm an anarchist. Look at me. I got a patch on my jacket. Yeah, please. You are not convincing anybody of anything. Now, I will say that if you, your friend, you're a well-dressed man in a suit and you're out at lunch with your well-dressed friends in their suits and dresses and it comes up in conversation, you say, well, no, I'm an anarchist. And then you can have, a lunch to explain to these people what you mean by that word. But the important part that you need to consider is those people go and do some research on what you mean by anarchist on the internet. They're going to come up with things entirely different than what you said,
yeah.
Thus twisting the whole philosophy in their mind.
I think that's Brian's point.
So the worst thing that Murray Rothbard did was coming up with the term anarcho-capitalist.
That it was my point, because there's one a fundamentally annoying thing that I saw, because a lot of them follow Vermin Supreme. They keep telling you property is theft,
yeah.
And they said the concept of property is theft, and it just has so many – it's just basically a very, very convoluted idea of property that I have no idea where to begin. But they like being labeled as a following of Vermin Supreme. So it's kind of annoying just because I'm forced to see what they have to say.
It's some kind of fallacy too, because the concept of property has to exist for theft to be used, right?
Precisely.
So it's I don't know if that's circular. It's not quite circular reasoning, but it's close.
And they have
this vacuous logic.
Well, it's very interesting. Like their idea is that you may own a hammer, and that hammer may be your hammer, but You mayn't own two hammers and employ another person to use the other one. Then you're exploiting the worker. Even though that worker would sit home and starve if you didn't give him a hammer and put him to work, it's exploitation.
Brian, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate it. Let's continue here. Also on Skype, we have Nathan in Texas. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Brett, and Mark. Nathan in Texas.
Hello?
He's picking up his microphone. There he is. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. Sorry. When it's on hold, I can't hear the show, so I've got to have it going on the internet, and I've got to press all these buttons.
Yep. Nobody cares about your story. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I wanted to welcome Brett back and ask him a question about the Autonomy on Acreism podcast that he did. You have a guest.
Autonomy on Acreism?
I'm doing a series called Autonomy Through Agorism, and we're exploring these different aspects of agorism to...
Which is what? Agorism is what?
Agorism is counter-economics working outside the system, financially, okay. Essentially. So growing your own food would be an example, and I know we had a debate about this before. But, Nathan, what is your question?
Well, you've had a guest on also named Thaddeus Russell who has this idea that there's this division between work and play, and you had a guest on in the Autonomy Through Agorism cast who disagreed with that and said that, no, work can be fulfilling and a good thing to do as long as it, I guess it's a productive thing, I guess, that you want. I mean, I was wondering, what's your opinion on that?
I have stuff that I do that I call work, but I enjoy it, mm-hmm. right? So I think what Thaddeus Russell is saying is that one of the things that he's fighting in his book, The Renegade History of the United States, is something that has been put into all of us right into the 21st century is this idea of the Puritan work ethic, the idea that work in itself is good, that you are worth more as a human being in the eyes of God if you work, right? It has nothing to do with satisfaction. So the guest you're speaking about is a guy named Jamin who lives in Pennsylvania and has this awesome permaculture self-sustaining farm that he runs with his wife and his family, and he loves the work that he does on the farm. And he finds it incredibly satisfying to, you know, be able to input some work, and then the output is this sustainable system that he doesn't always have to go back to. So it's totally different. It's not like, oh, I'm a farmer and I, you know, plow the field and then I feel good because I worked. He actually enjoys what he's doing. He enjoys figuring things out. So they're entirely different.
So it's basically just that if you're choosing to do it based on your own values, is that the key distinction you'd make?
I think that's an important distinction. I think there could be other ones as well. But the idea that you're not, like, I don't think Jamin is just working because he feels like he needs to do it to be good in the eyes of God. That couldn't be further from what he thinks.
Well, I've got to say that idle hands do the devil's work.
Hey, thanks, Nathan, for your call tonight. We are out of time.
Yep.
You can check out more of Brett on his website, schoolsucksproject.com, for downloadables, video, audio, forum, fun stuff.
Absolutely.
All free, most of it. There's a way to support you, though. There.
Yeah, there's a bonus content section.
So check that out. Schoolsucksproject.com. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Good night.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Granger catalog and Granger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Granger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRANGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the
government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.